Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Josh Gordon is taking the NFL by storm. A supplemental draft pick of the Cleveland Browns before the 2012 season, the wide receiver comes here to Foxborough on Sunday with the Browns as the hottest receiver in the NFL. And he's doing it despite a wildly unsettled quarterback situation. It's all about Gordon these days in Cleveland, and that's how we begin this week's opponent preview.
For the first time in NFL history, a player has picked up at least 200 receiving yards in back-to-back games. That player, Josh Gordon. 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh, 237 yards and a TD. Last week against Jacksonville, 261 yards and two TDs. Despite missing the first two games of the season with a suspension, Gordon leads the AFC and is second in the entire league in receiving yardage.
He reminds you of those names, the Calvin Johnsons, the Andre Johnsons, just bigger guys with little guy speed and quickness, you know what I mean? So he could turn an 8-yard curl to a touchdown in a heartbeat, so definitely a challenge.
Obviously, his size, his speed, his ability to go play the ball when it's in the air, and then obviously his ability to run after the catch. Yeah, you get a guy like that who, even in coverage, he can adjust and move his body in a way to make a play on the ball when it's in the air. So a guy you have to compete with and try to make plays on.
But Gordon's efforts alone, as impressive as they've been, have not been able to carry the Browns, who are 4-8, losers of 6 of their last 7, and spiraling downward through yet another disappointing campaign. Their quarterback situation is a mess. Former Patriot Brian Hoyer showed great promise before suffering a season-ending injury. Now, Jason Campbell and Brandon Whedon are both dealing with concussions. The newly signed Caleb Haney and rookie Alex Tanny are candidates to start on Sunday.
You kind of look at their key go-to players and then you kind of fill in the blanks with the quarterbacks, and you try and kind of study each one individually and just kind of know in the back of your mind what each one does. And so when that time comes up, you're focused on that.
Cleveland's defense has been quite competitive, ranked 4th in the NFL. So much like last week, when the Pats prepared for a Texans team with a poor record but a highly ranked defense, Tom Brady and company have to look well beyond the opponent's wins and losses.
Like every week I'm talking about top 10 defense, but they're like 4th or 5th in all the categories and really good, stout up front. Joe Hayden's one of the best cover guys in the league, so it's a good group.
The Browns have a very good defense with many very good players. And they're big, they're fast, and they're physical. So we got to be mentally and physically prepared and go out and play a physical game with these guys.
Well, the Pats are coming off back-to-back poor outings in run defense against Sean Moreno and the Broncos and then Ben Tate and the Texans. This week, it's a much less formidable rushing attack led by Willis McGahee and Chris Obanaya. The Browns, of course, made one of the biggest transactions in the NFL to date this season, dealing running back Trent Richardson to the Colts for a first-round pick. Pats and Browns here at Gillette Stadium this Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.